just explain again how the Svarak applies to. I just don't see how the Svarak sits in, like, where the Svarak comes from the facts of the pre-Cabrillo or you. And also, I also didn't see the necessity of, like, if you hold pre-Cabrillo, you have to learn as a focus.
Okay. I mean, there are several routes to that conclusion. I was just presenting one way of arriving there, but there are several things that indicate that Rav Nachman holds that the Shem Pri is in existence from the beginning. I mean, I guess I guess the main question. I guess the main way is the main way to see that is if you hold that he agrees to make a shakal on a raw food that's normally eaten cooked. Okay, he agrees to our original question. One of the original questions: why does he hold that it'll elevate the bracha from shakal to adama? And yet he holds that it's b'milsekar, right? That bishul, like Rashi says, mevushul koi b'milsek. So then, how does it change it? How does it change it from a shakal to an adama? So you must say that it's not changing it from a shakal to adama by changing the entity. Like Rashi explained in Rav Chisda, that we the way we're understanding Rashi and Rav Chisda, but the Shem Pri is the same throughout. So the Shem Pri is not changing; it's Derech Achila that's changing. But that means that the Shem Pri existed the whole time, right? Because that seems to be something that everybody agrees on, that you need the Shem Pri. So if Bishul doesn't affect the Shem Pri, because it's Koy Ben Milsei, so then it must pre-exist the Bishul. And it's just that the Bishul is supplying the Derech Achila that was lacking. Right? And if you go that route, then it makes sense to say that when Shmuel is saying in Halacha that that shlokos are bar pri adama, it's going on all shlokos. It's going on all shlokos, because of course there are certain modifications you have to keep, certain qualifications you have to keep in mind. And that is that because he holds, because he's saying that every cooked vegetable is still in an edible form. There are a lot of these little, qualifications you have to keep in mind. That's a little bit part of the circuit. Cool. But the way I said it yesterday was I did it a different way, right? And I said that when Rav Nachman looked at the statement of Shmuel, how did we know to interpret it on all the papers, on all Yerachos? Because that's really what it comes down to. If you interpret the statements to be all Yerachos, then they must be contradictory. But if they could be on some Yerachos, then they don't have to be contradictory. So we try not to make machloksin. We don't try to create machloksin. So if two chachamim say something, and they can be understood consistent with each other, we in general, you try to find that solution. So there was something that it seemed there was something that prevented Rav Nachman from finding a solution here. Okay. And it would seem because, and if he holds that that the Chefetz is a shame pre from the beginning, right? So then why would Shmuel tell you that if you have a shame pre and it's derech achilaso, you make a bar pri adama? There's no chiddush in that. And the chiddush is not, don't think that there's no shame pre. That's not what Shmuel is coming to tell you. Shmuel is coming to tell you something in his own. Shmuel is coming to tell you something about Bishul over here, it would seem. Saying that the Bishul doesn't do anything. That's what he's coming to tell you. And because it's not necessary to say the Bishul, in other words, the Bishul must not be doing anything. That must be what Shmuel is telling you, because in terms of the pumpkins, the Bishul is not doing anything. In terms of the pumpkin, right? It's in terms that already had the shame free, right? And to tell me now that when it gets the bar pri, that when it's b'derech achilaso, you get a bar pri adama, that's not a chiddush. Now, if you hold that everything has the shame pre to begin with, right? So then it's an all or nothing thing. Either Bishul has an effect or it doesn't have an effect. But that's the way Rav Nachman's gonna go. That's the way Rav Nachman seems to be interpreting the statement. He's interpreting the statement in an absolute sense. So I'm saying, why is it in an absolute sense? Because he held the shame pre exists. And now Shmuel and Yochanan are dealing with how does Bishul affect the shame pre. But the shame pre exists, so then it's going to be either Bishul is okay the shame pre, then it's going to be for everything, or it's going to be non-effective in terms of the shame. It's not going to register in terms of shame pre. It's going to have no effect at all. It's going to be neutral. So then that's going to be a question of all shlokos. But Rav Chisda held that the shame pre has to do with derech achilaso itself. So that's what Shmuel is telling you. That the Bishul, he's telling you that the Bishul can create the shame pre. Even though the shame pre doesn't exist when it's, I mean, Rav, according to the Baruch Chisda, even though the shame pre doesn't exist when it's grown, the Bishul may be lidei derech achilaso, and that is the ikkar. But there's a limit. He's only talking about the side where the Bishul functions in one way. He's telling you Bishul can function in a certain way. What way is that? It can be maybe something derech achilaso and give it the shame pre. So he's only talking about Bishul in a certain context. So he's not talking about all peros. And who's the other one?
Rabbi Yochanan also.
And Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Bishul in a different way, saying that it can sometimes change the shame pre. But we didn't discuss. We didn't go into the svar of that side. How Bishul works. But that's what I was saying. It seems that now there's three ways of looking at the Bishul. If you hold the pre is from Briaso, so then Bishul is a question of does it register as something or not? That's one side. It doesn't register. It's completely neutral. The other side say is that it changes whatever the prior shame was, and that's going to apply to Lechem too. But if you hold that there's no shame, that the shame pre is together with derech achilaso, so then the Bishul can can be a positive force or a negative force. So that needs more explanation, because it's not really defining Bishul. That's just describing that Bishul can be positive or negative. But there's three ways that Bishul will apply to the Ochlim. Right? Neutral, negative, or it depends. But just give me 1 second. One more second. I mean, there's just one thing that I would say to the point of your question is that I'm taking the assumption that the Chiddush is really in terms of the Bishul. The Chiddush is in terms of the Bishul. They're not learning the statements. Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman are not learning the statements as a Chiddush, as an idea of what the Shem Kri is. That's something they know already. They're viewing the statements of Shmuel, Rav, and Rav Yochanan in terms of Bishul. So that's why I said before. Because you could argue and say, well, why doesn't Rav Nachman say that maybe Shmuel is coming to teach me this very idea? That, like I think you were asking me yesterday, that the Shem Kri does...
Could you say that it's a further refinement in the more general idea of Shem Kri? That's the way I was going to use it, a further refinement.
Well, how is Bishul a refinement in the Shem Kri? What do you mean?
Do you want to tell me what I was thinking as far as in terms of...
Do you want to do the machlokas of what the Bishul is?
Yeah, what the Bishul is. But in other words, I was saying there was teloi on a further refinement of the idea of Shem Kri. Within, like, pre-Kibriyasa, there's a further refinement.
Okay, we'll get to myself. Notice when I said that Rav Nachman is saying, what's the Chiddush of telling me that it's just cooked vegetables, get a bit of your dhamma, that's assuming he has a piece of knowledge and he's looking for a Chiddush. Not that he doesn't know anything. Right? So if you come with the idea that the Pri is Kibriyaso, and you come with the idea that you need a derech achila to have the proper bracha. Those are the two ideas I'm saying they're coming with. Now they're looking, what's the chiddush of saying shlokos? So then there's no chiddush telling me that on a cooked pumpkin you make kor pri adam. What's the chiddush? From my premises, I know that. I know it's a pri, and I know it has to be derech achila. So there's no chiddush in that. But to tell me that the bishul won't destroy the shame pri, right, that's a bigger chiddush. Now it's true, if it would destroy the shame pri, it wouldn't even make the broth on the pumpkin. But that means to say it's talking about all vegetables. That's the point I'm trying to make. Maybe it's a cumbersome way of coming around to it. But I'm trying to show you that the only way it's going to make sense is if it's talking about all vegetables. Okay, so you want to go to the question, the main question here? Right, does that satisfy your?
Yeah, one more question. When you say that Rav Nachman had those premises,
right?
Did you come to those premises because he interpreted it as a focus and like you worked it out?
That's right. I'm going backwards. I'm saying, why would he say that it's talking about all vegetables? What information does he have, and what is he taking? Why? How is he interpreting the Bishul that would come out to say he had it has to be talking about all vegetables? Okay, so what do you want to say? So the question is how do you view... So it comes out, though, to one question. How do you view the process of Bishul in terms of the shame of the thing? And it's not just by Peros, right? It's by Lechem, too.
Okay.
No, thank you. Yes, go ahead.
So I wanted to say that everyone holds... You see, even the Shita that holds that Bishul doesn't change it, makes no change. Even that shita will admit that if the food becomes nimuach, if it dissolves, then it's not going to, then it is a change.
So interesting Rosh, by the way. Interesting Rosh book on changing things. It's not in this, it's on the next piece of Gemara, I just happen to see it. Where he's describing So it's the Gemara later on, the next piece of Gemara, about that we're not going to do, is it's not the next piece of Gemara that we're not going to do. The next piece of Gemara. But it's Gemara has a question that if you eat an olive without the pit, how do you make a bracha achrona? You lost the shear of a kezias. Right? Did we do this somewhere?
No. We mentioned it once in the last month. But
yeah.
Oh, you mean if the shear kezias doesn't exist without the pit?
The Gemara is assuming the shear kezias is including the pit. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to do something in by Yuma, but we didn't do it. But anyway, so, because over there, Gemara has a question. Is it the Grogaris? Oh. Is it the Grogaris with, not Kosevis, Kosevis with the pit or without the pit? And why is he asking over there? When you see from other places in Shas, they always assume it has made it. But anyway, so, so he says that some want to say that you wouldn't make an Ala Eitz if you don't have the Kezias, but you'd make a Bari Nefashos. Okay, so he says that idea doesn't make sense, the Rashba says. He says, because you never see that a change in size changes the bracha. You never see a change in shear changing the bracha. Anybody ever have a question on that?
What do you say, you make up all eight to be not, you don't make a brain?
Yes. Exactly. Possible kissing. He deals with that. Okay. But,
he said you make an Ala Eitz, you don't make a Brei Nefashos, or the other way around?
So he's saying you don't make any bracha, right? Either you have the shear and you make the bracha, or you don't have the shear and you don't make the bracha.
But that's for sure.
Achrona.
There's different reasons. That's because now it's Suda.
No, nobody says. So, we're not learning you today, John.
You always need a shear achila to make a bracha. You always need a shear achila to make a bracha, right? So, it makes sense to say that you would make
But there are those who say
you do.
That you make a bar in fashos. And they're not Katlikanyas. So he says that when do you change the bracha? When do you change the bracha? He says you change the bracha when the quality changes. Like this. He says, He says it's on Lamed Ches it's on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, but the Rashi on Lamed Ches on Beis for me. He says like this. He says Afilachi Lav Sfar Hu Shenishtanis Birchoso Machmas Shiuro. The brachas only change when the min is different. Inami b'min echad b'shenishtanis tsuroso, or within the same min when its tsura changes. Dahavale k'min acher, because when the tsura changes, now it's like another min. Kigon shenishtana mechito lekemach. It goes from chito to kemach, so that becomes a shakon. Umekemach letavshil, and then it becomes a mizonos. O lepas, zamotzi. Right? Oval shetehe abrocha mishtana mi riboy lemiot halo ashkechan. Okay? You take a look. What you tell me what you think he says by Pasavo Kisim later. It's a lama chesam and all. But, so he's saying over there that's the idea of the changing of the bracha. It's an interesting thing. It has to be a change that makes it like it's another min. Interesting thing. A change that's like another min. So he says, like wheat to flour. Wheat to flour. But that's different. That's because it says, Yeshi li achrina b'pas. I mean, right? Yeshi li achrina b'pas. I mean, it's an interesting question. Like the dates, the Gemara says, if you mush them up, still is an eitz because it's a b'nil seikoi. But the flour, how did he? Oh, he held it was a suffix on the flour, right? If you hold like Rav Nachman or Rabbi Yehuda. But even Rav Nachman, when he said Shahakol, even he says, because the Yeshu is Yehuda Yehuda with Pas. So that's what we said. It's a new product now. It's the beginning of the next thing. It's a new product. That makes it into a new product because of Pas. But anyhow, is this helpful to you?
Yeah.
Good. I'm trying to bring you a Raya. I don't know what you're going to say, but maybe you'll use this somehow.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So what do you see from the Nimuach? That even the Shita
Hod Bishul. So what do you see from the Rashba? Yeah, go ahead.
But even the Shita, what do you see from the Rashba and Nimuach? That even the Shita Hod Bishul doesn't do anything, well, you see that it does. It resolves, right? So the thing is, why? The thing is that part of the definition of...
Why what? I lost the question. Why does things dissolve when you cook them? What's your question?
That is not my question.
Why the bracha change?
That was a straw man. But I'm saying that everyone within Rav Nachman agrees that the Shem Pri is that which is Kibriyasa, what emerges from the tree. But the question is, and everyone agrees that part of that Shem Pri, or Shem Lechem, or any Shem Ochel, is the Tzura of the thing. So when even the Shita that holds, the Bishul doesn't do anything, when it dissolves, the Tzura, it no longer, like, it's a different min, like the Rashba said. When it changes its Tzura, it's a different...
I wouldn't hang everything on that case by Palei Lechem and Amotzi. I wouldn't hang everything on
that. I'm not hanging
that.
Here. I'm just saying it reflects the concept.
Of course, I mean, maybe that's a different thing. Maybe you need to do an Achilas Matzah. But anyway, go ahead. That's not talking about... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the thing is that, in Bishul, just factually in Bishul, what's happening is that the overall shape of the object is the same.
By Tzura, you mean shape? Geometric shape?
Well, there are different parts. That's exactly what I think it's going to get into. Because everyone agrees that part of the shame of the thing is the
Tzura. Now it's a straw man, the Tzura.
Everyone agrees that part of the shame of the thing is the Tzura. But the thing is that...
Nobody knows what Tzura is. Yeah, go ahead.
Tzura means form.
All right.
But shape is part of form. I mean, it's a component of form. The other things also. But like, so the thing is, what's happening in Bishul is that it's the overall, it has the same, like, shell, like, has the overall form, and has the overall shape. The only thing is, like, the innards, like, they become, like, their relative position is mixed up. Like, you have the rotav, and, like, it mushes things around, you know? So the thing is that, the question is that, like, is that considered to be a change in the tzura of the thing?
Everyone and baking?
Agrees, what?
And baking?
Baking where that doesn't happen?
There's no rotav, yeah.
There's no rotav, so l'kulei alma, it's the same, it doesn't lose the shame of the thing.
Really? Wow, that's a big fiddish we have here.
That's what I'm saying. I'll tell you why, because there are also...
So
what
you
thinking,
say
I'll
that
you
Jeremy's
Uriah.
Chestnut, l'kulei alma, is quite praise, even according
I'll
to
Uriah.
Even according to Rabbi Yochanan.
I bring you right, because the thing is, the case of the matzah, they shouldn't, that's an extreme case, meaning they should have said even afia. They didn't mention afia. It's mistama that afia vadai is the same thing.
Where would they mention afia? I mean, if you were mavashel dough and then you baked it, could you eat that for matzah? That's the case by Pesach if you yotzi matzah, the mitzvah matzah.
So what bracha would you make on toast?
Kuliyama, you
know.
There's no change.
Everyone agrees. There's no change. By Bishul, the only question is is there a change in Tzura? Does that method process of Bishul? Listening to a lot of Tupac. Relax, Casey.
Go ahead.
Does the process of Bishul change the Tzura?
So I don't know what Tzura is.
That's the question.
Good.
That's the question. Everyone agrees that it changes.
So give me two
tzura.
Ideas of Tzura.
Everyone, is Tzura like the overall like shape of the thing?
Which doesn't change?
Or is the Tzura of the thing even like the relative, the position of the innards? I can't really like say.
So you mean to say this goes back to the very question? So Shrima, if I take a date and I mush it up, then according to Rav Yochanan, I should make a shakal.
Well, yeah.
Gemara says Hilchasa. Very few times the Gemara says Hilchasa.
But
no, the Gemara says Hilchasa. I don't know. Hilchasa. Tamri v'avdinu trimam v'vachan alay bari creates. Or you could learn like Rashi's pshat. You can learn like Rashi's pshat that it's kitzas, kosush kitzas. Crushed a
it's
little.
Not really a change in boil.
Crushed a little. Okay.
That could be Dafka why he says it's so. The question turns into a Rashi. But Rai is from Trima, or Rashi.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's why, for example, that's why the case of the dissolving, so for Rabbi Yochanan, there's no difference between Bishul and the thing completely dissolving halachically. Because as long as...
Well, let me ask you a question. What about Shorui? Why is Shorui any different? Soaked.
Oh, because of the heat...
Huh?
It bloats, not sure. It gets blows up.
I mean, it's right. Filled with water now.
Right,
I mean,
but the heat is what causes the rotav to what causes the things to mix in the innards.
To mix, okay.
It's the same relative position, the same shape.
So the bread, when you cook bread, its innards mix.
If it's rotav, it's bishul. Yeah. All
right, and you're going to say that by afia, this is not a question at all by afia.
No rotav.
All right. Okay. So everybody agrees that what? That the tzura can't be changed.
Right.
The tzura can't be changed. But it's a question of what?
What is considered the tzura?
So what is the tzura the what again? The outside shape?
Is it just like the fat? The outer
silhouette?
Right.
Or is the x-ray vision?
Even the relative position of the innards. Sure.
Even the relative position of the innards.
Like, is that part of the 2S, the 2SFP? For the 2S,
like that. I mean, I'm going to change the relative position of your innards.
The relative position of the innards. To the outards? Or just to the okay. And Rav Chisda?
What
does Rav Chisda hold? Did you work on Rav Chisda?
Apparently
we found this
question. Next step.
Apparently Rav Chisda holds. Apparently, after I mentioned apparently Rav Chisda holds that the bishul that it does not change the tzura. The kulei alma.
He doesn't care about the tzura.
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, well, he does care about the tzura. I mean, tzura is part of the shame of the pri. But the only thing is that bishul is not a mechanism that's going to. It's going to change the tzura. With Kuli Alma, tzura is just like the outer.
No, you got to get off the tzura thing with Rav Yochanan Bar Chisda. He has a different idea of here. With Bishul. Right?
Yeah. Bishul brings it to Derech Achila.
Right. But it also is going to make it a shakal if you cook
I'm just saying that according to Rav Chisda still may have an idea that part of the Shein Pri, meaning if the thing like doesn't resemble the thing at all, if there's no resemblance of it, even if that's the Derech Achila, it could be, I'm not sure, be that would still lose the Shein Pri. I don't know.
Why speculate?
Maybe not. Maybe switching frameworks.
Yeah. Anybody else? I mean, it is interesting the different cases of Shina that we've had. Right? Different cases of Shina. The I mean, they want to learn, by the way, they want to learn Rashi means kosher ketzas, means you can still tell what it is. That's what they want to say, Rashi. That's what, I mean, it's hard to define. What is kosher ketzas? What does that mean? It's like, it's got a bruise on it. It's got a soft spot. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, some want to say that means, as opposed to the Rambam, it says it looks like a totally different thing. It looks like Esau. But just pounding it out, or banging it, crushing it, is not. But okay. But you're saying that Bishul. So let's just understand. Simple. So you're saying Bishul does what? As a physical process, what does Bishul do?
Actually, the thing retains its overall shape, but the innards, there's a rotav which causes part of the inside that's over here to go over there, and like it's mixed up. It's rotav is the liquid,
the medium.
The medium. It's like the juices.
Yeah.
Do you want a vague description of a slightly different direction?
Yeah, go ahead.
It just seems that, granted the different discussions we've had about ways to eat a fruit, there is such an idea of a process being really part of the achila process, the ma'aseh achila. So, for example, you wouldn't say the bracha would change if you decided to cut up a piece of celery to eat it.
Right.
So it's possible one side is here that viewing the Bishul process as merely a prep for achila, and it doesn't really affect the objective definition of the fruit. That's just a way of eating it.
Change it from
a
shakal to a dump.
From shakal, well, they're saying that's the way to eat it. That was
it does have the
ability. No, it's what does Shmuel is saying that what? That Bishul is just changing the condition of the thing. Right? Bishul changes its condition. I mean, I'm not going into the reasons as much right now, but definitively, Shmuel is saying Bishul is a process that the objects undergo, but they are the object from the beginning till the end. It's just it's changing its condition. Like the thing is very cold, the thing is very hot. An object can attain certain qualities, right? But it doesn't make a substantive change in the definition of the thing. Correct. It's the whatever it was before, it is now. It's just in a new state. It's just a new condition. Right, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that what? Rabbi Yochanan holds that the process itself,
the process that destroys the qualities that make it free.
The process itself creates its own product. In other words, there is now a mevusha. That's the ikker. Now there's a new, it's like raw material, and it became a new entity. In terms of definitively, how are they viewing the process of Bishul? Shmuel is saying it's something that the object undergoes, but it's just a change in its condition. And Rav Yochanan is saying it's a process, and it has its own product. The whatever is subjected to that process is like the raw material, but it's like you take thread and you take wool and you weave it and you spin it. It's not just wool under a new condition. It's a new product. It's a thread. But it's maybe you're going more into why. Why would that be? Why would that not be? I'm not really. But
why is it a new mem? Why is it a new product?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. But I would say, according to my, I would include afia in my definition. I would include afia. I would include baking. Because it's also a process that changes the object. I mean, it softens it. It makes it, changes its qualities. When you bake something, all its qualities change. Take the pumpkin and you cook it becomes soft. It's not like nothing's happening.
So what causes it to become a new man? What about the process causes it to become a new man then? Because I agree, under what I was saying, I agree completely with everything you just said.
But you didn't include afia in your definition.
Right, so that's why I'm wondering, because I just wanted to explain, like, what about it changes it, what about that makes it a new entity of a mevushal.
I'm saying it's a milsa de pshita that bishul and afia change the qualities of the thing. I don't have to go into rotate, pulling it here to there. It's not the same, all of the qualities are different. The qualities have been changed.
So why should? What's the question then? Whether or not
so
that
question,
I understand
is,
that the actual question is, does it make? Because that didn't. But why should the new qualities dictate one way or the other that it gets a new shame or that it doesn't?
It's a good question. Let's hold on to that question for a second. Now, but Rav Chista holds like this. Rav Chista holds that it is a process. He's more on the side of Yochanan. It is a process, and it does create a change because it'll take it. It'll bring out the shame pre. Right. But he holds differently than Rav Yochanan. He holds it's a process that can be a continuation of a prior process. In other words, as long as it's in line with the prior process of the thing's growth, it will complete it. But if you take tumi vikarsi, which are better raw, then it's a new process. And now it destroys the shame. In other words, it doesn't have to be... that's why tumi vikarsi is different, because it will be a new process. But it can be a process that continues the prior identity. As long as it's in line with the... There's two bishuls, right? By fruits, there's two bishuls. There's the bishul, there's the natural bishul, and then there's the... it's called bishul. It's called mevushal when the fruit is ripe. That's the bishul of the fruit, ripening. You guys start learning, I get a little confused about that. It is a process, but it can be a continuation. But once it goes against the briaso, meaning say it brings it down a notch, now it can't be considered a hemshech of the original bishul. Now it's a new process, and it will have its own product, a new product, new shame. But it's a good question. You're asking a good question. What's the deeper cause of that machlokas? I mean, blechem is interesting to me because you do say, in other words, you do say, you could say it's a riot to you, but I wouldn't. Because I don't really, you know, like the whole thing. But but how come by the matzah, the afia gives you the shame lechem? Let's take Rav Yochanan. Right, he does agree that the afia does something.
The original afia, the matzah.
Yeah, the original afia makes it lechem, not just considered. Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir. No, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says if you take matzah and you cook it, you can't make amotzi on it anymore. You can't be yotzi machilas matzah. So he says, why? Because once you do the bishul, now it's not lechem anymore. Right? So you can't say simply that cooking and baking don't do anything to anything, because it made the dough into lechem. The baking made the dough into lechem. You don't just say, well, it's dough. It's just cooked dough. No, that's lechem. So the baking did something there. Right? I'm sorry, the other way. I confused myself. Right? Rav Meir, who says the bishul doesn't do anything. Right? Rav Meir, who says the bishul doesn't do anything. Right? So, it's not that he's saying that processes don't happen, that we just ignore all these things, because it did take the Issa to Lechem. Right? On Issa, what bracha you make? I don't know. If you don't make a hamotzi, you probably make a shakal. But on dough, on Lechem, you make hamotzi. And how did it become Lechem? From the bishul, the afiyah. And, I mean, look, even Mizonos, that's what the Rashba said too. The Rashba that you were saying supports you. He says, if you take the Issa and you mevashal it, it becomes a Mizonos. Right? So the bishul does do something. I don't think Rav Meir would disagree with that. I don't think Rav Meir would say you never make a Mizonos on the things that you cook. So you see that you can't just say bishul doesn't do anything. Right? So what's the answer? So you must say that there's an entity of lechem, and afiyah is part of the shame of that entity. Right? Afiyah is part of the very tzura of lechem, that it's an afoy. That's what makes it lechem. Okay? That's like its natural growth. There's an idea, there's a human hamotzi lechem in arts. What does it mean, hamotzi lechem in arts? The lechem doesn't come from the arts. But it means that is, the chitim is destined to be motzi, to be lechem. It's an interesting question, that bracha, hamotzi lechem min arts. But the mashmos of that bracha. But it means, I mean, it's based, there's a pasuk in Brachinashi, lehotzi lechem in arts. But the pshat is, it would seem, it's going, you're not making the bracha on the lechem. Of course, we say you don't make a bracha on the thing that's brias odam, like yayin. You don't make a bracha on yayin. It's it's bari priya gofen, which is the grape. Right? Or eitz zayas. Right? Eitz pre-eitz zayas. But it's on the olive. Right? So hamotzi lechem in aretz is also, would seem to be, on the chitim. But we're saying that lechem is like a, it's like a tzura that's designed in creation for man. It's like a tzura for man. It's not considered just a thing that you make. But, so then, so that is considered like a shame, lechem. So that's the only question. He's not saying that bishul he's not saying I just ignore bishul. Whenever I see bishul, I ignore it. He's saying that when you have the shame adavar, whether it came about through nature or through a predetermined process, will bishul be soser that shame? Right? Do you say now it's lechem that was mevushal? Or do you say no, it's mevushal? It's a mevushal. Yeah. What type of mevushal is it? It's the lechem type of mevushal.
Yeah, go ahead. But even you would agree that if you were to take lechem and cook it more, it wouldn't do anything because that doesn't change the qualities. That wouldn't be called like a process. You want it more toasty. You know, you want
right. Bake it
that
more.
Wouldn't be. Yeah, do a fia more.
Oh, you said cook it more.
Okay. I still agree. Right. Correct. that doesn't change anything. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about where it's a real process. I mean, on Shabbos, if you take a pumpkin and you bake it, you bechayev chatas. But you take bread and you toast it. I don't think you chayev anything. I'm sure it's usher. But you're not, it's not a process. It's not even a process. I'm only saying where there's a process. Do you say that what? That now it's a new product? Or do you say no, it's just another, it's just the condition of the thing. It's just the condition of the thing. And there's no doubt the question has to do with the fact that it's an elcha, like you mentioned. The fact that it's an elcha. And this is not considered a foreign process for this. I don't know exactly I have to think about a better definition though. It's a good question. I really don't know. Well, let me think about it a little more. It's my fault. I should have. Yeah.
You say what you didn't like about what I said.
Well, first of all, I don't think the idea of tzur has to do with just its shape. I don't like that idea.
L'kuli alma.
That's not what we refer to as tzura. It doesn't have to do with how it looks from the outside. I mean, that, what kind of an idea is that? It's cosmetic.
Cosmetics.
No, because you ever see somebody's going to someone's house, they have these little fruits that look exactly like fruits?
Yeah.
The idea is that
they look like fruits. They have things that look like fruits. Perfect papier-mâché fruit or something.
Oh, the wax.
You wouldn't say, well, it has the tour of a fruit. What is the tour of a fruit?
I was going to grab those and eat them.
So what's what I'm saying? Well, why are you taking such an accidental feature and making it so important?
I don't think it's an accident.
The way it looks from the outside, in the first.
No, the overall shape. I mean, is the entity? I mean, the overall shape of the thing. That's when man still.
I mean, well, if a person looked healthy and he was rotting on the inside, I mean, you say, well, at least he looked healthy. I mean, what kind of a thing?
So he has the same tumor, but he's not.
It just seems you're taking a very accidental thing and making that's going to make the whole difference of the shame of the thing. In other words, you're not just saying it's an accident. You're saying this is the definitive quality. The definitive quality. As long as it retains its outer shape, that is definitively the thing. Right?
In Syria.
And tzura, I think, has a more essential component of the thing. Always, I think tzura refers to a more essential component of the thing, in general.
So what do you see tzura mean?
Tzura is like a philosophical idea almost. It's a form, but it doesn't mean the form. It means the essence. Tzura refers to the essence of a thing.
So it's the same as kol hashem.
Is this the same as Chal Hashem? Yeah, no, exactly. It's the opposite of Chal Hashem. Chal Hashem is a quality that the thing gets.
There goes John's whole
I'm blushing,
John.
Well, am I wrong?
That's what I thought. But then, when I was upstairs, I had like an hour conversation with the father about it.
Well, I'm not going to go through you, but it depends what you're talking about. Depends, of course, everything depends on your framework. You can always take an accident and make it into an essence. Depends on your framework. But over here, you're talking about nature. You're talking about nature. You say the fruit is, the tzura of the fruit is what makes it a fruit. You want to say, now, does it have a chal hashem of ma'aser sheni? That doesn't mean now it's essentially ma'aser sheni. What does that mean? Its essence is ma'aser sheni. It's not a fruit anymore. That's a different framework. That's a different framework, but that's a quality that the natural object gets. Max, right? It's a halachic reality. It's not a reality. When you eat ma'aser sheni, when you eat the fruit, are you eating a fruit or are you eating ma'aser sheni? to make a bar pre eats anymore. Once it becomes a Maisa Shani, you don't make a bracha.
You're not tapping
you don't make a bracha anymore. So now you make a shackle.
They've compound essences. You're not tapping into that aspect.
Well, I would say, according to you, if a little bishul changes its tzura, then definitely having the new shame of Maisa Shani is going to destroy it. It becomes a new essence. According to you, it should definitely not be a bar pre eats anymore. All Maisa Shani, according to John Siskovic, is a shackle.
Wow.
If you were writing your Shulchanara. You
unless it's baked! No, it wouldn't matter.
That's not what I'm saying.
Alright, good. Glad. I'm glad we cleared that up. So, yeah. I mean, the answer to your question, though, it's hard to know. It's hard to know how exactly they're viewing it differently. But I'll think about it. Let me think about it. I mean, it's a speculative kind of a thing. But I'll give it a little thought. You give it a little thought, too. But what do you say about the Rashba? Seems to me the Rashba is a different approach to the Sigma. Okay? Take a look at the Rashba. He says, "Va'ani omer kol shetchiloso bori priadomo shoko shehakol." Right? The kol shetchiloso shehakol shoko bori priadomo. Mistavra the lav dafka kol shetchiloso. It's a little bit. Just gotta do it slowly. I start reading too long, get dizzy. It says, "Mistavra the lav dafka kol shetchiloso bori priadomo v'chol shetchiloso shakol." It doesn't just go by the tchila, as it means. It doesn't mean everything that's a bori priadomo and everything that in the beginning and versus everything that's a shakol in the beginning. Okay. It doesn't mean anything that's a bori priadomo and you cook it becomes a shakol. Why the imkain ki amrinan bishlomo kol shetchiloso shehakol mishkachas lo? So when the Gemara says it's easy to find the case of where it's a shehakol in the beginning, b'silka karva kruva, in those vegetables, ela shetchiloso bar piadama shokol shehakol hechi mishkachas lo. So if you're going to say, so the Gemara says, how do you have a case that's a bar piadama first? And when you cook it, it's shakal. Okay? Now he says, if you're going to learn that it's talking about anything that has a bori priadama first, so what's so hard to find? My kokoshile, what's the question? V'chilo mishkach yirako shem avorchan aleim v'chilo bori priadama? Is it just, are you saying there are no vegetables you make a bori priadama on? Right? V'yu deko mishani mishkach slo b'tumi v'karsi. And then the Gemara says the answer is tumah v'karsi. Atu kulu shai yuraki bar mitumah v'karsi mimah v'achin alai u'shahako. So now we're going to say that those are the only two vegetables you make a bori priadama on? Okay. V'har Rav Chisda, it's funny how he has to go to Pesachim to prove this. V'har Rav Chisda guvei hu d'gomar. Wants to show it from Rav Chisda himself. V'har bas from Pesachim. Heicha d'leik ashar yuraki mivarach amora bori priadama. V'yalachil is mora. V'yalachil is mora. Alma filu amora mivarach bori priadama. V'chilasom. Elavadai. This whole thing is just the wrong way to go. Elavadai. Hachik Omar. Kol shetchiloso bor priadama. Klomar. She'ein darko liochel el bichiyuso. Ve'ein darko lisholik. Ulefikach ikar birkoso bitchiloso. In other words, when the Gemara says kol shetchiloso bor priadama, right? Kol shetchiloso bor priadama shoko shahakol niyabidvaro. It doesn't really mean that literally. It doesn't mean everything that you make a bor priadama on in the beginning if you cook it to shakol, right? Because when the Gemara is looking for the case, all it has to find is the vegetable you make a bor priadama on. The dime a dozen, right? So, what would be so hard to find? And then you're going to say, Tumi and Karsi is the only case? Doesn't make any sense. So what does it mean, kol shetchiloso bor priadama shoko shakol? It means that anything that is only a bor priadama, anything that is a bor priadama in the beginning, why? Because it's only eaten raw. It's derech achila is raw. That's the way it's eaten. Right? Ve'ein darko lishalik. It's not normal to cook it. That's not the normal way to eat it. You're looking for something that's normally eaten raw and not eaten cooked. Ulefigach ikar birkaso batchiloso. That's, so therefore the ikar bracha is in the beginning. Im kein kisholik le pogim le. Right? You're detracting from it. You're polluting it. V'lo mevorchinen ole el shahakol. And then you'd only make a shakol. V'lo mishkachas lo el betumi b'karsi. That's hard to find. It's hard to find a vegetable that's considered normally eaten raw and not normally eaten cooked. Okay. Now he says v'chol she'ikar achiloso b'shlikoso, but anything that's normally eaten cooked, u'mishum hochi lo mevarchinon al tchiloso el shahakol, right? But anything that's normally eaten cooked, and that's why in the beginning it's a shakol, im kein ki sholik le ashbuchi mishabeach le ashbuchi mishbach le, you make it better. L'fikach mevarchin alea bori priyadama. V'odin l'kol she'enon nifgam b'shlikaso v'roi b'chiyuso u'b'shlikuso. So two things that are not worsened by the cooking, and they're fit, raw and cooked. Shemavachin alea borei priyadama debimilsekai. So you make a bar b'dama in both cases, raw and cooked. V'hainud lo ka'omar tchiloso borei priyadama hechi mishkachas lo. That's why the Gemara doesn't say, what's a case where you make a borei priyadama when it's raw? El hachigar, tchiloso borei priyadama shokol shahakol hechi mishkachas lo. Where do you find a case that it's raw is an adama and cooked is a shakol? Kloma she'ei shvacho b'chiyuso v'nifgam b'shlikuso hechi mishkachas lo. That is not hard. That's not easy to find. Something that's better raw. But what's the idea? What do you see from this, from the Rashba? How is he explaining the changing of the brachas here? How is he understanding? What's absent from the Rashba?
Shem Pri
is absent from the Rashba. There's no mention of the way Rashi explained. No, it's compare and contrast, right? How Rashi explains that something that is normally eaten cooked goes from a shahakol to a borei priyadama with the Rashba. Okay, Rashi says on something that's normally eaten raw, eaten cooked, he says v'chol she'yerek she'ein darko li'echol chai, right? Shalko v'heivio l'derech achilaso hu ikar pirio, right? And what does the Rashba say? Ashbuchi mishpachle. And the other side. And the other side of the coin. When it's worse, cooked, Rashi says, afke mi milse ligriyuse. Right? Ligriyuse. And what does the Rashba say? Pogimle. And when he recaps, he says it again. Hochikoma. Tchiloso borei priyadama shoko shakol hechi mishkachla shei shvacho b'chiyuso v'nifkam b'shlikuso. So what's the main idea? What's the main factor according to the Rashba?
Just one question. He does mention milsei once when he says if you eat it both ways.
It's the milsei, right? But milsei, yeah, correct.
So I don't know.
That's true. But he says it's not nifkam b'shlikuso, right? That's true. Yeah. See, it seems to me the Rashba is not learning. I mean, and it's consistent with the way we've been learning the Rashba. That the Rashba doesn't have an idea like Rashi of a shame pri kibriyaso. And Rashi's always emphasizing, is it a pri? Is it a pri? And every shinoi is going to be a question of, is it still the pri or not? But the Rashba seems to be learning over here a little differently. He seems to be learning that why is it, what's the main factor? The main factor is the pri in its state of shevach? In other words, like we mentioned a long time ago, that the tour has a certain different approach. It would seem the Rashba is similar to that approach. That we said there's two reasons, right, David? This was something you mentioned. Two reasons why a thing would not get the bracha, bori pri adama pri eitz, and instead get a shock. One we said could be that it's lacking in the shame pri. The other we said is that it could be that it's not in the proper form of the full shevach. In other words, that the mishabeach, it's lacking. You cannot give the full shevach on the thing, not because it's not the pri. In other words, the other way to say is, every shevach is the same, you just have to identify the source. But if the source is not here, you can't. You have to call it a shakal. As long as you have the source here, then you make the bori pri adama. So the only question is, can I say that the object is still here? Or do you say when you cook it, it becomes another object, or something like that? Right? The other approach that the Rashba seems to me to be indicating over here is that it's the pre the whole way through. That's not a question. But the question is, if you have the pre and it's nifgam, it's not in its perfect state, is it? You can't be mishabeach. Can't give the full shevach. Can't say, this is the pre adama. It's lacking in the shevach. Because it's not, it's nifgam. It's deteriorated from its true representation of the shevach of the adama, or the eitz. So that's what he's saying. He's saying if it's a shahakal when it's raw and a bori pri adama when it's cooked, it's not that it's becoming the pri. Not that the cooking is a continuation of the process of becoming the pri. It's that it's being brought from its state where it's pogum to meshubach.
Meshubach is defined by the best
by people. Yeah, by the best people eat it. This can be considered something worthy of the fullest shevach. The fullest shevach that you're capable of. And so too all the other things. Lechem is worthy of a higher shevach. Yayin is worthy of another shevach. Right? But, ishtani li'iluya, you get ishtana b'rechoso. But that's the way he seems to be learning. That according to Rav Chista, the Bishul is not like. And I would say you don't have to say he's learning differently in Rav Nachman. Could be that same. Rav Nachman is the same. We're just changing the way he's learning Rav Chista, right? Instead of learning Rav Chista like Rashi was learning, that it's a shame, it's a question of the shame pre, and will the Bishul be a process that brings it to existence or doesn't, or removes it? That's a different question. According to Rav Chista, it also has a shame pre. According to the Rashba, you could say it's a shame pre is not a question at all. Everybody agrees to that, even Rav Chista. But it's a separate idea. Does the thing have to be in the... That's really what Rav Chista and Rav Nachman are arguing about. Can you make the bracha bar pri adama just on the pre, just when you have the shame pre, or does it also have a different idea of being meshubach when you make the bracha? I mean, we said it, I'm still thinking about it, we said it's a different idea of being, that the person cannot give the full shevach unless he is engaging in the object in the proper way. Unless he's engaging the object in the proper way. The object is there. It is a pre-adama. But there's a din in being a mishabeach, that unless it's disingenuous to give the fullest, to give a full shevach, if you're not really enjoying its full benefit. It's like you're overstating the shevach sometimes could seem disingenuous.
And that was
thanks
different.
A lot.
Yeah, we also said that it would also be a distortion of the entity there being mishbeach, right? Because you're saying this is the
right. That we said by the eights. You can't say bori pri or eights. I guess you could apply the same idea to the adama. I don't know. I think that.
I think the more.
No.
Because it's not an entity.
I don't think you could apply the same idea to the adama.
That was by taking the pre that wasn't the best.
That's
pre
right.
Of that
was by taking like the kafrisim. can't call the kafris and the capers the pre of the caper bush. There's something else that nobody's ever seen.
It's not the best thing. I mean, you can't. This is not you're giving shalach on the bria, but this
because
is
that's
the
what
best
I'm sorry. What's that? Because that's different. Because the capers are the best they're gonna be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're not saying you're eating the capers in a bad form, right? Right. You're eating, but it's not the greatest expression
right.
of
right.
the
that's not the pre. Right? That's not the
right.
The
that's different than this idea.
Right.
Meaning, you're not saying that the difference between a yerek, let's say, when it's chai and it's bad, and when it's mevushel is good. Those aren't two different peros,
right.
one better than the other.
Right.
So therefore, you can't say that idea.
Correct. That was the question of which is the priya eitz, and everything else would be a priya dama. Mm. Right. Yeah. So you said the tour had a lashon like. Did you I'm curious what that. What you said.
I thought it did absolutely.
Take a look at the tour. I'll take a look at the problem. What's in the
Reish hay.
Oh, Reisha, yeah. That's the cooked fish. Mm-hmm. Al Yerokos, Mivarch Borbri Adoma, Vafil Bishlam. Right. Okay. The famous called Peros, the Kitnios, the Tov Mchayim Mutom, Varchalim Lacha Bishulam, Kibir Chosam, Haruuyalam, Kodem Shebishul. Right. So too, as he says, on vegetables make a Bar Piyadama, and even if you cook them, and also all fruits and beans that are good, raw, and cooked, you make the bracha after you cook it, like the bracha, like it's proper bracha, before you cook it. Of a car of a silk of a car of a kiosi bohem, Tovim Rusholm, Yosem Echayim, Kishim Chayim Varch Shahakol, Achar Shabishul, and Barbia Hadama. But these vegetables that you don't eat raw, so you only make the, so raw you make a shahakol, and cooked you make a Barbia Hadama. Vitumi, Pirish Shumim, Vikarsi, Pirish Porate, Kishim Chayim Barbia Hadama, Achar Shabishulam Shahakol. Right. The Mechashvi Nishtanu Ligriusa. That's what the Rama says. Bafilu Bishlam in Basar. Vinishtabhu Eina Shevach Misad Atman El Machmas HaBasar Shebayim. It's interesting. Yeah, so when he says Yerokos, Mayri Shetovlum Lecho Ben Chayim Ben Rishon. Right. But yeah. See, so he says it's interesting. He says Kosvachronim Dafka Shumim Rachim. It's talking about soft garlic. Does Derech Bnei Adam LaOchlam Chayim Avos Shumim Shehizkinu Shem Charifim Meod VeEin Roi LaOchlam Chay. Below pasim ochlo mavarch shahakol. So the Achronim want to say it's different types of garlic. It's talking about baby garlics that you can eat, but the like the elephant garlics, you know, those really the big ones. They you can't eat them. You just so he says then if you eat them it's shahakol. It's interesting. V'chem b'vut zelim din ahachi. So too with onions. Nimochlan Rachem Bori Priyadoma. His Kinu Shakal. You ever have like scallions? Like scallions. You have scallions? So it's like, those basically young, it's the growth from the young onions, and right? More or less. But those are edible. I mean, right? You can just pick them and eat them. They grow wild. What's that?
Put a grenade on the windowsill.
That's right.
The water. Okay.
Yeah. Imagine. Right. Yes, he says it goes by the Derech Bnei Adam. Goes by the Derech Bnei Adam. He says Shari Tshuva says even the cooked ones though store zarkle. Thank you. So he says like this. Yes, so Kavushim and Meluchim is the same din. That's the Gemara later on. Brings a riot from the Zayas Meluach. V'derech... Who did it name Kavushim or Meluchim? V'derech Me'adam Lachlan. All he did is that. Kishem Chayim V'varek Barfi Adama. L'fizeh Mashrikor and Kreit. Right?
Oh yeah, the Kreit.
Kraut. Sauerkraut. Kishe Kavush... Kishe Kovshon V'nasu Chamutin V'varek Alayim Barfi Adama. Af Kishen Chayim. Avlim lo kovshon v'ochlon chayin shehakol v'ochlon chayon shehakol v'ochlon. This country know? Af Kishen Chayim. I guess he means they're not cooked, but they're kavushim. Yeah. Yep. So what you have, you have the mashmalos of Lashon or something?
Kind of contradictory, he kind of flies one way then another.
Let me hear.
He says, Aval Korah v'silka v'karba,
Hayotze
bohen,
right.
Shetovim medushalim yoser mechayim, shein chayim v'orach shahakal.
Make it sound like they're edible when they're
first
raw.
First thing, his example is the three things that are not edible, then he says things that are like them in that they're better when they're cooked.
The examples
themselves are one way, but then they...
And what about the opposite way, when they're worst cooked?
Tumi Mikarti, Kasu Atosos, Chain Chayan, and Borpir Adamo, Akhmin Shulam Shahakal, Nia Bavoro, Dishnai Ligriusa, Bafulim Yush, Shahavish Bam Yosin, Rushalan, Baladai to the Hokan Akara Road. Havagavshan, Regim Lofan, Rushalan, Zeru Nea Shuman, Shah.
What about the things that are cooked, eaten both ways? Do you have that, eaten raw and cooked?
Yeah, before.
It's hard though. What do you mean that they're good? What does it mean they're good, equally good? What does that mean?
Because here he says ruyim. When he's talking about both, he says just roi, meaning implying that even if one's better, it's still the same.
I mean, does that mean basically derech bnei adam? Does that basically mean derech bnei adam? I mean, look. If you want a crunchy carrot, a cooked carrot is not good,
right?
I mean, what do you mean? Is it just as good?
A cooked carrot is not good.
Crunch,
crunch,
crunch.
Try hitting out of context.
Right.
Destroys the world.
So, it must mean that, yeah.
It's in general, it's not by that situation. It's good people. If you want a crunchy carrot, you don't hate me. But do people eat crunchy carrots?
Crunchy carrots, also.
Right. So we'll go by Derech Bnei Adam, basically. Derech Bnei Adam, what's he? Because you could say, you definitely don't say, well, if a guy, he doesn't want a spicy tumi vikarsi. He likes it not spicy.
I'm just thinking about it for a minute. It may be that the question we're raising about if you eat it raw, but it gets better when you cook it, maybe that's not really a question, because people eat it both ways, then it's, there's no categorical difference, so it's considered equal.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm so sorry.
You owe me like $100.
Dude, the chicken is under warranty, right?